direct wholesale pricing.
The power to heal is yours.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go,
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we just stood up to the Cancer Industry Incorporated last hour with my dear friend Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. Also chiming in, Christopher Barr. This hour, we've got a lot to cover. My dear friend Jonathan Ebord, we tried to get on a couple of weeks ago, and he's available today, so we're going to be joined by him just momentarily. And Jonathan Ebord, of course, is the attorney, dear friend, and health freedom hero of mine, who has taken on the FDA and beaten them back more than anybody ever in the history of the Republic. Good news there. And we've got a lot of threats to health freedom, so we're going to be talking about them on the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour. If you'd like to be a part of the show, go to robertscottbell.com and sign up for my email alerts, and then you'll know some of the things we're covering, including my perspective on 9/11 9 years later. I'm going to talk about that momentarily. And the number to call in live, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're also going to hear from my dear friend Scott Kennedy of Super C Veg and the Whole Food Nutrition Update. We're going to be talking also about cancer. That is a theme as they had their telethon. Everybody stood down on the networks and said, here, yes, raise money. It's not enough that we steal all that from the taxpayers to prop up the pharmaceutical industrial complex. You want to heal from cancer? Really? Yes, that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, if we have time, I think we'll have a Liberty Pulse update talking about transgendered fish. Oh, man, it's getting bizarre out there. RobertScottBell.com. That's where we are right now. And the Sheriff's Drug Watch List. Are you on it? What happens when you go to a licensed representative of the state for medication? Let me ask you that. That's a doctor. Your doctor is a licensed representative of the state and Big Pharma, of course. You understand that. He or she has asked for permission to engage in a privileged activity, not a right, like I believe healing is, your birthright. And because they ask permission, they are subject to the regulations and rules promulgated by the bureaucratic oligarchy and those who have bought the oligarchy or bought Congress so that they would write rules that they would never even know what they wrote. Pass it, then you'll see what's in it, says Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, that's right. Evidently, the police want to know everything you're taking. Sheriffs in North Carolina want to know how often, maybe even why. And does medical licensure, does it protect the public? Does it snare you in a web of privacy intrusion under the guise of protecting you from yourself? So this hour I'll have to explain once again why a healthy society is only possible when there is a separation of medicine and state. That's right. We also got Senate Bill 510. We're going to talk with Jonathan Ebord about that. And I talked about Koran-burning blowback. I mentioned it briefly last hour because it brought back the isolationists that include now General Petraeus, Barack Obama, Sarah Palin, and Hillary Clinton, all of them, speaking out against Koran burning. And I think it's an interesting mix for sure. And since they all recognize that burning the Koran may incite violence or blowback, as the CIA acknowledges, and a concept that the 9/11 Commission report also acknowledged, how is it that the aforementioned neocon Democrats and Republicans are so cognitively dissonant when it comes to the bombing and occupation of lands not our own? Now understand, my argument is for strong national defense, not permanent warfare, or welfare for that matter. But isolationism, they don't know what isolationism is. You know what isolationism is? It's having 700 plus military bases around the world stemming from an interventionist foreign policy where we police the planet and nation build, a mandate found nowhere in our Constitution. So in fact, interventionism is isolationism. Come on, man, you'd be pissed, too, if foreign armies were occupying America, would you not? But neocons on Democrat and Republican sides can't handle the fact that the U.S. incorporated not the organic American Republic. The U.S. Incorporated's foreign policy has led to blowback, including 9/11. Perhaps they are not adult enough to understand the law of cause and effect. Jesus said, as ye sow, so shall ye reap. Now, we try to teach our children that consequences, you know, are part of the action. You put them out there, you have consequences to your actions. Yet when our foreign policy goes awry, both Palin and Obama cover their eyes in order not to see these adult concepts, especially responsibility. And even worse, if we could say it that way, they would then claim that merely acknowledging the laws of physics means that you're absolving the terrorists of the responsibility for their actions, which is a straw man argument made merely to deflect from engaging in intellectual, if we can say it, intelligent discussion and reflection of the role of foreign policy in shaping our world. It is a healthcare issue. You think about this. If your immune system is on permanently, you will exhaust yourself to death. And our nation is in the throes of that. It cannot afford this foreign policy. Actions have consequences. They're both impartial and beyond human beliefs as to what is right and wrong. We certainly have perspective on what is right and wrong. But we're talking about physics here. It is cold and it is not subjective. And while I would hope we would agree that killing civilians and children is morally reprehensible and wrong, if you personally took up arms against a foreign occupier here in the U.S., would you not be branded as a terrorist by those who occupy? Come on, think about it. Now, George Washington, he argued against entangling foreign alliances and for free trade with all nations. But perpetual war is not conducive to the long life of a nation, nor the desire to heal its economy. That's sucking the eggs right now because we can't afford warfare. We can't afford welfare. And whether you want to come home or not, we will come home because we can't afford to continue doing what we're doing. Economics rules. In reality, it is much more isolating to be in everyone's business. You think about it. Do you go out of your way to spend time, quality time, with your nosy neighbor or trespassers on your property? No. I'd rather engage in free trade with friends and acquaintances for the betterment of both of us. Yeah. But the American ideal of liberty, I believe, is superior to that of nations who subjugate their citizenry, at least for those who desire not to be enslaved. Do you desire to be enslaved? Because right now we are living in an enslaved society medically, and Obamacare has put another nail in that coffin. That's why Jonathan's going to be coming up momentarily. We're going to update on that as well. Unfortunately, since 9/11, millions of Americans have given into the lie that they could trade their freedom for security. For those who still argue that the terrorists hate us for our freedom, our willingness to give up that freedom for a false sense of security means that the 9/11 attacks were merely a pretense to get us to voluntarily abandon our ideals from within. So who wins in this equation? It's the big government status on the left and the right, for which there's not a dime's worth of difference. Barry Goldwater, others have said such. Osama bin Laden is merely a symbol to distract us from the real enemy within, including corporatism, socialism, communism, and fascism. Now, our founding fathers warned us so long ago that it would be up to us to defend liberty, which is why they bound the federal government down with the chains of the Constitution. If we could keep it, you know, if we could do it still today. It isn't the paper. It's our willingness to bind them down with it. And so when Congressman Ron Paul was running for president in 2008, he kept bringing up the Constitution. And guess what? His critics, even in the Republican Party, called it anachronistic. Anachronistic. They who would dare call the Constitution anachronistic are dangerous to the cause of limited government. And whether it be for welfare or for warfare, the unlimited growth of government stifles the only environment in which the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness is fully possible. So yes, burning a Quran is likely to incite violence, blowback from Islamic radicals, but so is bombing and invading sovereign nations without a formal declaration of war. And ironically, as I said, nothing could be more isolating than a foreign policy of chronic intervention led by pretentious adults in Washington, D.C., who behave as if they are demigods beyond the lords of karma. And until we, the people, and the politicians elected to represent us grow up and acknowledge that actions have consequences, sound bites like, oh, they hate us for our freedom, will successfully be used every September 11th to beat the drums of perpetual war, a dangerous and bankrupting drug that prevents us from seeing that we have met and, in fact, created the enemy. And he is the neocon us. With that, I want to welcome my dear friend Jonathan Emord, champion of the Constitution in his own right and defender of health, freedom, and liberty. Jonathan, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert. It's great to be with you, Robert.
Thanks. I had to let that out. And, you know, once a year I have some opinions and they develop more as we learn more. I hope we're learning about what's going on here.
Well, it is very discouraging to see that the Constitution is really regarded by so many as a relic. It is, in fact, largely ineffectual because the governing entities, the Congress, the Senate, the Congress, the executive, and the judiciary, have been rendered far less significant, and their power has been usurped by the bureaucracy. The governing power of the country has been delegated by Congress to 183 independent regulatory commissions, and so we are governed by a bureaucratic oligarchy, not by our elected representatives. People are shocked to learn that over 90% of all federal law is in the form of regulation promulgated by people that they don't elect. So we really do have taxation without representation. We have a situation where those we elect are largely not affecting the laws that govern us.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to turn this over to Jonathan Emord, a hero of the health freedom movement, as to let us know what's going on, the threats from without, the threats from within, Senate Bill 510, how it threatens our freedom to eat food that is nutritious, and all that is good here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan Emord coming up next. Stay with us.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, unlike the sheriffs in the news that want to know what drugs you're taking, when, how, and all of that. No, I don't want to know. I want you to be free to take the natural remedies that are God-given gifts. And that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Also want to mention to you, I've got 10 sets of tickets, 2 tickets to the Nullify Now Tour. Thomas Woods will be there, 10-10-10 in Orlando, Florida. I'll be one of the speakers at that event. And I've got 10 sets of 2 tickets to give away. And the number here, 800-259-5791. And those are courtesy of my dear friend Scott Kennedy, pharmacy with an F and S, Super C Veg. We'll be talking with him a little later this hour. And right now I continue with Jonathan Emord, emord.com. And, of course, the Senate Bill 510, Jonathan, the growth of the bureaucratic oligarchy knows no limits. It's bad enough that they're already pretending that they know what to do to protect the food supply when they can't. Here they want to utilize another crisis, the egg recall, to say that, oh, if we only had more power, we could protect you.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The statutory provisions of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act give FDA ample powers to interdict and stop any adulterated food being sold in the United States or being imported into the United States. Although the power already exists for the agency to exercise its authority to stop illegal products from being sold here, the wisdom of the of Congressman Waxman and Senator Dick Durbin leads them to believe that this crisis is a justification for expanding greatly the power of the FDA to investigate food establishments and dietary supplement companies, and they're paying tax dollars to vastly expand the network of investigators. There'll be thousands hired each year between 2010 and 2020. Some 20,000, 30,000 inspectors will be added on to what they already have, and inspections will be mandated, and parties being inspected will have to pay for re-inspections. Every time the government re-inspects, they'll have to pay the government for inspecting their own plant. And this system of revenue raising through, confiscation of companies' revenue this way, is the new popular fad in Washington. If you don't want to declare a general tax, instead what you do is you impose fees and you make the parties you're regulating pay the fees for being regulated. This is a disastrous system that is going to, they impose these new regulatory strictures without any safeguards to protect against abuse of regulatory power, which is legion right now. In 2004, the Senate had extensive testimony that they accepted about the abuses of FDA investigators and their abuse of power from the commission. And despite the abuses, they're now adding more and more and more and more power to the FDA with no restriction whatsoever on the abuses. The consequence is that we're going to see a number of parties that cannot afford the cost of these regulatory taxes and regulatory interventions be knocked out of the market. And it's going to consolidate the market, making fewer players available, and they'll be co-opted by the government. They'll be able to enter into some sort of a quid pro quo where in exchange for relinquishing their independence, they will be given protection, market protection, by the FDA. It's all in a move to eventually make dietary supplements regulated like drugs in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to limit every aspect of freedom and every aspect of life. And, of course, as the growth of government becomes more and more cancerous, that is what happens. It snuffs out the lifeblood of the republic. And we have now the reality that Durbin and Waxman, Henry Waxman, Dick Durbin, both believe that every ailment in America is due to an FDA deficiency disease. We don't have enough FDA. We got to grow FDA. And, of course, why doesn't everybody just go work for the government?
Well, they don't believe it one whit in economic liberty or in civil liberties. They don't do anything to protect those liberties. Instead, what they do is they believe in big government. They believe that empowering the government with greater and greater resources and authority over the private sector will somehow transform the marketplace into something that is beneficial for all. Of course, that's rubbish. It has never succeeded. The only way for the marketplace to bring about something approximating full employment again, we have something like 17% from the U6 numbers, 17% unemployment in the United States. And in order to reduce that, we've got to allow small and medium-sized businesses to be competitive and to flourish. And we have to roll back regulation, not add more regulation, and we need to roll back taxes. In fact, we could eliminate the individual income tax entirely, $1.7 trillion a year, if we were to, without having any budget effect, if we were simply to eliminate the Federal Department of Education. Eliminate the Federal Department of Education and all education-related federal spending, and you could eliminate the personal income tax and create an economic boom in this country. And I mean perpetually. I don't mean just 1 year or 2 years. I mean permanently eliminate the personal income tax, and you could have an economic boon in this country that you like the likes of which you've never seen before.
Well, what would we do without federal indoctrination of the generations still upcoming? And, of course, that would be independent thinkers. So we can't have that in a country that has descended into a form of subservience to government as opposed to the original intent of this great republic was, not to necessarily rule or police the world, much less rule or police the citizenry, but to allow for the greatest amount of freedom and innovation and, the ability to do things that had never before been done on this planet.
Well, competition and innovation are becoming extremely rare in the United States. That's the thing that built this nation. That's what we depend upon for our strength around the world. And we have a government so interested in basically feathering their own nests, individual members of Congress and the Senate and the White House, all interested in feathering their own nests so that they co-opt industry and they basically create barriers to market entry through regulation. And then the big guys can pay for those barriers and they experience the benefits of reduced competition. All the while, they pay back those politicians when they leave office with lucrative positions on boards of directors and so on. So we have a very corrupt government, and the sad reality is that they're selling our freedoms in exchange for the sale of those freedoms. They are gaining personal benefits, and this is the destruction of the American Republic. The Republic was designedly one of limited powers and a system of checks and balances that would prevent any one individual or group from possessing legislative, executive, and judicial powers combined. And yet, in order to promote government, quote-unquote, efficiency by enabling the government to interact directly with industry and to make its own rules and enforce those rules and judge those rules without ever going to the courts, they created this massive bureaucratic machine, enormous thing, that makes the only area in the country that has extremely low unemployment, Washington, D.C., ever the place to go if you wish to be employed, because there's something like 4% unemployment here in the suburbs of the District of Columbia.
Yeah, and the real unemployment out there could be closing in on 20 if they did it the way they did it back at the time of the Depression. Are we in one?
Yes.
Well, Jonathan Edwards is with me here, Health Freedom Hero, his books Rise of Tyranny, Global Censorship of Health Information or Health Claims. We got lots more to do, including Scott Kennedy from Pharmacy with an F and an S, SuperCVeg.com. I'm at RobertScottBell.com. More with Jonathan Edwards on the other side of this break. Stay with me.
Tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing,
in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Sign up for the email blasts, robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, even people you don't like. Let's get them well. Then you'll like them better. Okay, that's how it works. robertscottbell.com. Remember, 10-10-10. That is in Orlando, the Nullification Tour, nullifynow.com. Thomas Woods will be there with his book, Nullification. We've got a lot of great speakers lined up. I'll be there. And thank you to Scott Kennedy of SuperSeaVeg.com. And I'll let you know about a great email from my mom that he forwarded to me about the Super Sea Veg for her and her cats. So very cool stuff coming up. I've got Jonathan E. Ward with us, and we'll be joined shortly by Scott Kennedy as well. But Jonathan, you talk so eloquently about the decline of the Republic, and health freedom is something that I see as vital to the lifeblood of this country going forward if we are to recover, because without a healthy population, we're very easy to be manipulated and controlled and enslaved, whether it be via Obamacare or whatever. Without health freedom, there can be no freedom.
Absolutely. And one of the greatest problems that we confront is that the Food and Drug Administration is working to defend a monopoly on treatment claims for drugs so that basic information about nutrients affecting disease is absolutely prohibited, even prohibited if it's true. In fact, it's prohibited with greater zeal if it is true.
Yes.
And people don't realize that in this country, censorship is alive and well. You know, in the 1791, we were supposed to have eliminated that from this country when we adopted the First Amendment.
Right.
And yet, by 1798, the Alien Sedition Acts arose. The administration was censoring seditious libel. That is, they were censoring any criticism of the government. And James Madison, Thomas Jefferson condemned those acts of censorship in a brilliant fashion in the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions. Yet here we are in the 21st century, and the FDA is absolutely prohibiting any claim that a nutrient treats a disease, even when there is documentary evidence to prove it.
You had to beat back the FDA how many times now?
Seven times,
and even on this selenium claim, you had to go in there and nail them to the wall. And right now, I want to welcome Scott Kennedy into the conversation here because he has brought out something so brilliant, seaweed-based nutrients, including selenium, which is part of the thing you couldn't talk about. Now, I guess you sort of can, and so many people can be helped, Scott, by what you're doing, yet, as Jonathan knows so well, the government doesn't like when you speak the truth and the facts about dietary supplements.
Well, Robert, thanks for bringing me in with Jonathan. And Jonathan, good morning. I love your books and what you've done to fight the FDA and that regulatory system. But I think you should run for president. I'm going to come out here and say Jonathan Emory for president in 2 years, and I think you should go for it because we need somebody to get in there and change things. So, I mean, I'm honored to be on the same call as you, Jonathan, and Chris Barr and Mike Adams. Robert, you've got the best the best voices for health in America today in your show.
Well, Scott, I appreciate so much, and you know I've said this so many times, your willingness to go out on the edge there and bring something so important to the American people to restore integrity to their nutrient base with the Super Sea Veg. We're going to get more into that. But, Jonathan, here's a case of, you know, somebody that's really doing a great product, doing a great service, and yet the government is so restrictive of the freedom. We would have a flourishing of the economy if we would just get that government the hell out of the way.
Well, that's right. You know, innovation in everything, in medicine and in nutrition and in every consumer good area, is indispensable to the survival and success of a free enterprise economy. Our whole country, you know, all these fat cats in Washington sitting there are there precisely because they can drain from the economy so much of the capital that is created through a flourishing free enterprise system. Now government has reached the point where it is stifling a free enterprise economy, causing upwards of 17% unemployment, U6 numbers, and consuming, get this, government spending is equal to 45% of the gross domestic product.
Jeez, stand by, Jonathan. We got to take a break here. Scott Kennedy's going to join me again after this break. The United States of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show, rocks on. Stay with him.
Hello, this is Chuck Wagner. I have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium, and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Bard talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed.
This is Jonathan Wagner, Chuck's son. A warm thank you to our many customers with their kind words of Chuck's passing. As Chuck said, call us 1-866-424-1077 or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com. We're here to help. And stay healthy, naturally.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to superseaveg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, don't be frightened. It's only Robert Scott Bell. Yeah, the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio, but only those that don't love liberty are afraid of this message. Much less me, little old me. Come on. I've had a lot of great friends on today, and I'm continuing with two of them, Jonathan Emord, who's written a lot of great books, including The Rise of Tyranny and Global Censorship of Health Information or Health Claims there, and talking about really the ways to, let's say, bring liberty back to our shores, because unfortunately, on both sides of the political aisle, we have people that are abandoning the republic to save it, which is bizarre, as you know. Those that said, we gotta abandon the free market to save the free market, abandon capitalism to save capitalism. What the hell is going on? These people are all on drugs. That's why we have people with sense like Jonathan Emord, also my dear friend Scott Kennedy from Super Sea Veg. By the way, when you go to SuperSeaVeg.com and check out, remember, RSB for Robert Scott Bell will get you the free shipping you need. And guys, I'm so glad to have you both on board here.
Good to be here, Robert.
Yeah, I'd like to put a plug in for Jonathan again. His book, The Rise of Tyranny, when I read that, I was only a quarter of the way through, and I was getting chills. I mean, it really is expose on the underbelly of the FDA, and your listeners out there can go on Amazon and get that book, and before you're done with it, you'll really have the true sense. I mean, the truth hurts when you read Jonathan's book, but without that disillusionment, because we're all under illusion. The first three letters are, you know what they are. And we have to disillusion ourselves to be healthy mentally. And Jonathan does that with his book. He really exposes the underbelly of this FDA and how the government uses the FDA and other regulatory organizations to distance themselves from responsibility. And Jonathan, that's probably the best political book I've ever read. And I don't read a lot of them because there's so much lobbying out there, but that is an unbelievable book, The Rise of Tyranny, and that's the world we live in today. So thank you very much for writing that.
Well, thank you so much for reading it, Scott. I appreciate quite a bit your comments. My goodness, thank you.
It's great. So, Jonathan, what do we do in the couple of minutes we have here together to kind of put people on a positive course to chart our way back to liberty?
Well, there are many things that we need to do, one of which is to vote the rascals out. Vote out those members of Congress who are in there who have been supporting these interventions by the federal government. It's not the answer. The answer is to roll back the government, eliminate some of these taxes that are income tax, for example. And let me say this. We're in for a wallop coming up in 2014 progressively. The Obama health reform law will come into place and will place an individual mandate on every person not presently insured, which includes a lot of people who have alternative medicine, and it's going to force them to pay for qualified health plans that will cover conventional care. You'll be required to pay between $3,000 and $15,000 a year to health insurers to get Obamacare. And this is a gross violation of your right to privacy, of your right to liberty right under the Fifth Amendment, and it's coming to pass. I mean, this is the first time in American history in which the government of the United States is compelling individuals to buy a specific product, here healthcare, health insurance, and it's one of the worst precedents that could possibly happen. Once this is in place, the government can compel you to buy things with your after-tax dollars that are thought to be by members of Congress in the public interest without having to rely on tax revenue. Mm-hmm. They'll be able to say, with your own dollars, everyone in the United States who owns a carbon-based car must now buy an electric car within 2 years. They can force you to pursue the government's agenda with your own after-tax dollars.
Incredible.
That's what's at stake here.
Now, how is the suit you're helping out with the United States Citizens Association versus Obama et al. On the issue of Obamacare?
It's going very well. We just amended the complaint to add another plaintiff, but that suit in the Northern District of Ohio, if we're successful, will invalidate Obamacare. I should also mention that Ken Cuccinelli, the Attorney General of Virginia, just scored a big victory against Obamacare in the Eastern District of Virginia, when the court denied a motion to dismiss by the government and intimated that it agreed with Cuccinelli that Obamacare is a violation of the Commerce Clause, another aspect of it that we're arguing in our case. That is that because a person who is uninsured presently is doing nothing in commerce, the government's requirement that they buy health insurance is an extension of regulation into beyond the limits of the Commerce Clause. And the court indicated that it had great sympathy for that argument. Of course, it should.
Yes.
And the whole thing should be invalidated under the Commerce Clause.
Well, Jonathan Emord, will continue rocking the health world together as well. I appreciate you joining me today. We're going to do a lot more in the future. You can count on that. Emord.com, EMORD.com. Scott Kennedy's going to hang on and join me. A little bit more discussion on cancer and then a Liberty Pulse update on these strange fish that are growing thanks to the FDA. Stay with me.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wondermill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And if you miss a moment of the Robert Scott Bell Show, no worries. This will stream for the next 6.5 or more days until the next live show. So tell your friends all about it. You can link through at robertscottbell.com. If you're not already signed up for the email alerts, please do. It's absolutely free. robertscottbell.com. And again, tell your friends as well. If you're a friend of mine on Facebook, thank you for that. And we continue throughout the week to get good information out in very rapid ways that way as well. And my dear friend Scott Kennedy remains with me. We're going to have a Liberty Pulse update momentarily. And Scott, you know, we were talking about cancer earlier, and there's some absolute absurdities, abject oddities, bizarre stuff when they say, hey, you ladies up there, you have a breast cancer running in your family. Let's just remove your breasts so you won't have breast cancer. You can't make this stuff up.
You know, I want to talk about this more next week, Robert, but you're absolutely right. But to back up a little bit, you know, the real danger of Obamacare and this forced health care is that they're going to force you to get a smart card, and your driver's license will be attached to it, and your medical records will be attached to that. I think the real danger is that if you want your driver's license, you're going to have to submit to the health care. And if you want to buy and sell, you're going to have to get this card. It's got your medical records on it. So that's really the danger. And it's not just Obama. It's pretty much everybody that voted for this thing up in Washington, because it helps in business and commerce, the pharmaceutical industry and the entire medical industry. So it's a big cash boon for them to tie everything in to your health. And if you want your benefits, you know, you're going to have to do what we say. And that is a dangerous thing when they tell you that. So I think the real fear, the real danger of this Obamacare, as you call it, is that all their solutions are pharmaceutical. So it's either, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, it's either pharmakia means sorcery in Greek. So pharmakia and pharmacopoeia means sorcery. So your choices are going to be sorcery or surgery. They're going to cut your breasts off. And this is the height of genetic engineering and the mapping the genome.
Yes.
You know what we do now? We look at the genome. We see you got that BCA gene. The best thing you can do for breast cancer is cut your breasts off, even though you don't even have breast cancer. So that's how brutally horrible it is. I mean, with all the advances of science, the best thing they can do is say, cut your breasts off. You may get cancer one day, and you're part of the system, and you can't drive without it, and you can't buy and sell without it.
Yeah.
It's sorcery or surgery, and that is a scary thing.
Yeah.
So keep the word out there, and keep your show on the air, and go every day if you can, Robert.
We shall.
You going to be on every day soon?
We're working on it. We're working on it, Scott, and I know you're all for it, and I appreciate that. We've got some exciting news that will be coming up, but stay tuned and go to robertscottbell.com. Have everybody sign up for the email alerts up there. Also, this week I want you to call Super C Veg at 800-893-8344, 800-893-8344. If you haven't already gotten your Super C Veg, you're missing out on the most vital whole food nutrition that's out there, the 12 species that you put together, Scott. My mom sent you a nice email.
Yeah.
I just you forwarded it to me. I thought it was cute. She didn't even send it to me. She sent it to you.
Yeah, because she gave it to her cats, too, and her cats are jumping around trying to get in the bag. But, you know, your mom, is her hair has changed, and she's relatively healthy, so she doesn't have all these ailments. But at 78, when she sees that her hair, she's not going to grow her hair because, you know, that's a hormonal and a mineral deficiency, and that's taken care of with the sea veg. So it's my honor to help your mother, Robert.
Well, it's brilliant and beautiful and simple, and that's why I want everybody, if you're not already making Super Sea Veg your UnVitamin, that's the base level that I start with that everybody goes on, then you're missing out. And, again, appreciate all your support. Let's go. Stay with me here. I want to go to Kurt Wallace. He's with LibertyPulse.com. He's got a very interesting Pulse update that relates to Mike Adams and a story that was covered there, chemicals causing transgender fish. Kurt, what's that all about?
Oh, I know. It sounds like a science fiction novel, but what's happening is they're testing fish at the Potomac River that actually 4.5 million people in Washington, D.C. drink out of, and they're finding that 33% of all of the sites that the U.S. Geological Survey has done of 111 sites have found that fish are intersexed. That male fish are producing eggs are showing female traits. And this is a very scary result of pharmaceutical drugs and chemicals like fertilizers that have hormones, natural estrogens and testosterone in the pesticides are getting into our water supply. Fish are being affected. And obviously humans need to realize that we're being affected too. And I appreciate you letting me talk about the story.
Well, and I appreciate you covering it as well. We've got to counteract this. That's why what Scott Kennedy is doing with Super Sea Veg is so critical, because these minerals that are lacking, you know, they're stolen, in fact, by these toxins coming in just to defend ourselves. And we've got to rebuild the mineral stores from a food source. And tying that into the Nullification Now tour, nullifynow.com, of which Scott Kennedy and Super Sea Veg are helping to sponsor in Orlando on 10-10-10. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, that's on October 10th in Orlando, Florida. Robert Scott Bell is going to be speaking there. You're going to be speaking there. And thanks to Super Sea Veg for helping get that together. And we've got Governor Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico. He's going to be speaking. Tom Woods, the author of Nullification, talking about Obamascare. We need to get rid of that, and one way we can do that is to nullify it in each state. That's happening throughout the United States, but we need more education on it, and Nullify Now is there to help educate people. So you can buy your tickets at nullifynow.com.
Right, and I have a few sets of tickets left, so if you want, I'm going to put Scott on the spot here. If you call Super Sea Veg, if that's all right, Scott, and request them, he'll forward the information to me, and I'll contact you, or Kurt will, to get you your free tickets to the Orlando event 10-10-10. That phone number for Super Sea Veg is 800-893-8344, 800-893-8344. Call this week, even if you're listening to this on tape delay. If the tickets are available, we'll make them available to you, and that's a great, great opportunity, even if you have to pay to get in. It is so worth it. This is a life-changing and empowering, you know, bring in the power not only to heal, but the power to basically nullify that which is unconstitutional. We'll teach you how.
That's a wonderful thing you're doing, Robert. And yeah, they can call me, and I'm happy to sponsor you on this, and to you know, underscore the what's going on. There's an undercurrent of revolution in this country, and it begins with health. We have to be healthy to fight the battle. So thanks for everything you've done. I can't wait till next week.
All right. Thanks for helping me rock the health world on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Check it out at robertscottbell.com if you missed anything. We'll start streaming immediately after this, and the podcasts are available through the links at robertscottbell.com. Don't forget to sign up for the email alerts at robertscottbell.com. It's so easy. That's it. That's what we do here every week. Just remind you what? The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.